In the light of His.
In the history of Israel, there's a king called Ahab.
这是最不敬畏神的王之一。
This is he was one of the kings that did not respect God.
但是他当王的时候，这个以色列国的这个势力啊，还是蛮强的。他也是一个蛮兴盛的一个王。
But while he was king, he still had a lot of power, and he was still very prosperous.
我们请参考《列王记上》18章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上18章第7节。
1 Kings chapter 18 verse 7.
俄巴底亚在路上恰与以利亚相遇，俄巴底亚认出他来。 就俯伏在地说：“你是我主以利亚，不是？”第8节
，verse 8，
回答说：“是。”你去告诉你主人说：“以利亚在这里。”第9节
，verse 9，
俄巴底亚说：“仆人有什么罪？你竟要将我交在亚哈手里，使他杀我呢？”第10节
，verse 10，
我指着永生主你的神起誓，无论哪一邦哪一国，我主都打发人去找你。若说你没有在那里， 就必使那邦那国的人起誓，说实在是找不着你。这里是俄巴底亚，这个以利亚让俄巴底亚遇见他。
This is what Obadiah had suggested to Elijah.
那这个以利亚对他说，去跟亚哈王说，我在这里。And
Elijah told Obadiah to tell Ahab that Elijah was there.
这个俄巴底亚他就心里非常的不安。
And Obadiah was was not at peace when he heard that.
因为以利亚是这个神的先知。
Because Elijah was God's prophet.
所以都有神保护着，有神将他隐藏起来。
And he had the protection of God, and God had hidden him.
这个亚哈王啊，想尽办法想要抓拿这个以利亚。
Ahab wanted to capture Elijah.
但是都抓不到以利亚。
But he could not capture him.
所以这个俄巴底亚，他为什么心中不安呢？
So why was Obadiah not at peace?
因为如果他去跟王讲，王来了，结果以利亚又不见了，那他等于向王说谎话。
Because Obadiah told the king where Elijah was, and then when the king came to Elijah, and Elijah was gone, it would be as if Obadiah had lied to the king.
那第10节啊，这个俄巴底亚他就做了这样的描述。
So verse 10, Obadiah made this description.
这个亚哈王如果派人到哪里去找，找不到以利亚的话，要那个地方的人呢起誓说啊，他真的不在我们这里。
He said that if the king would send people to find Elijah wherever he was, and if he was not there, he would make the people swear that that Elijah was not there.
如果亚哈王不是很强的话，他怎么能够这么强势？
If Ahab was not strong, how could he have done such a thing?
好，我们请再看《列王记》上20章。
Let's look at chapter 20.
列王记上20章19节。
Chapter 20, verse 19.
19节，跟随省长的少年人出城，精兵跟随他们。20节。
Verse 20.
个人遇见敌人，就杀亚兰人，逃跑。以色列人追赶他们。亚兰王便哈达骑着马和马兵一同逃跑。21节。
Verse 21.
以色列王出城攻打车马，大大击杀亚兰人。 这是亚哈王的一次打败这个亚兰人。
This is the first time that Israel, King of Israel defeated the Arameans.
再看29节。
Let's also look at verse 29.
以色列人与亚兰人相对安营7日，到第7日两军交战。那一日，以色列人杀了亚兰人步兵10万。30节。
Verse 30.
其余的逃入亚伯城，城墙倒塌，压死了剩下的27000人。 便哈达也逃入城，藏在严密的屋子里。这里又一次的亚哈王击败了这个亚兰人。
as another time that Ahab defeated the Arameans.
为什么一个不敬拜神的人呢、啊？他的国家还是啊，他还是那么强盛
？Why was a king who would not obey God? Why was he so strong?
啊，其实不在于这个亚哈是怎样的一个人。
It was not because of what kind of person Ahab was.
啊，这个神，这个以色列国里头啊，还有很多忠心敬畏神的人。
In Israel, there were still many people who obeyed and were loyal to God.
啊，那神。看顾保守这些人
and God watched over those people、
哦、所以是因为这些人、啊、让国家能够平安能够兴盛
and that it was because of those people that the country could be at peace and could be prosperous、
哦、是跟这个亚哈王是没有直接的关系的
there's no direct relation to King Ahab
那反而亚哈王、啊、他应该、啊、能够醒悟过来归向神才对。
And Ahab should have awoken and turned to God.
但是这个亚哈王他一直没有归向神。
But Ahab did not turn to God.
那跟亚哈同时代的啊，这个犹南边的犹大王叫做耶西亚。
And at that time the king in Judah, Josiah.
我们请看历代志下。十八章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 18.
十七章，历代志下十七章。
Sorry, chapter 17.
那这个耶西亚王呢？他是一个敬拜神的王。
Sorry, Jehoshaphat was a king that obeyed God.
所以啊，他的国家也是非常的强盛。
So his nation was also very strong, prosperous.
十七章第三节
，Chapter 17, verse 3。
主与耶沙法同在，因为他行他主大卫出行的道，不寻求巴利。第五节
，Verse 5。
所以主坚定他的国，犹大众人给他进贡，耶沙法大有尊荣之财。第六啊，第十节
，Let's look at verse 10。
主使犹大四围的列国都甚恐惧，不敢与耶沙法征战啊。耶沙法他敬畏神啊，所以神也祝福他，所以他的国家也是非常的强盛。
So Jehoshaphat obeyed the Lord, so the God blessed him, and his nation is also very strong.
哦，所以在那一个时代，无论是北边的以色列国或者南边的犹大国，都是强盛的。
So during that time, whether it was the northern kingdom or southern kingdom, both were very strong.
那在他们的时代里头啊，也出现了一个这个神的先知。
And during that time, God's prophet also appeared amongst them.
他是一个忠这个啊忠心又勇敢的神的先知。
He was a faithful and brave prophet.
我们请看历代志下十八章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 18.
十八章十二节
Chapter 18, verse 12.
那去召米该亚的使者对米该亚说众先知一口同音的都向王说吉言你不如与他们说一样的话也说吉言十三节
Verse 13.
米该亚说我指着永生主起誓我的神说什么我就说什么那这个先知叫做米该亚
And this prophet was named Micaiah.
那当时他遇见了一件事情
And he encountered this situation.
这个亚哈王的使者啊，来找这个米该亚。
Ahab's messenger came to Micaiah.
那这个使者啊，先提醒这个米该亚。
And then the messenger reminded Micaiah.
说现在众先知啊，都对王说好听的话，说吉言。
And the messenger told Micaiah that.All the other prophets are saying good things to the king.
所以啊，你也要跟大家一样，跟王说好话。
So he told Micaiah that he should say also good things and be like everyone else.
他是好心的啊，这样来提醒米该亚。
He did it out of a good heart to remind Micaiah.
跟大家一样，你就没事了。
If you just do what everyone else is doing, nothing will happen to you.
但是这个十三节米该亚说啊，神要我说什么我就说什么。
But in verse 13, Micaiah says that I can only say what my God says.
哦，那什么是国王想要听的话？
What does the king want to hear?
请看18章的第五节。
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 5.
于是以色列王召集先知400人，问他们说，我们上去攻打基列的拉莫，可不可以？他们说可以上去，因为神必将那城交在王的手里。哦，原因是亚哈王啊，他又想出兵去跟这个亚兰人征战。
So over here, the Ahab wanted to go to war with Arameans again.
哦，想要把那个一座啊那个激烈的拉莫哦给他夺回来。
He wanted to win back Ramoth Gilead.
那这个那一次啊，他邀请了这个南边的啊这个耶沙法王跟他一起出战。
And Ahab invited Jehoshaphat to attack with him that time.
那十八章的第四节啊，这个南边这个王啊，他就说我们应该求问神。
And the southern king Jehoshaphat said that we should ask the Lord.
所以啊，亚哈王就求问了四百个先知。
And Ahab asked 400 prophets.
但是这不是神的先知。
But they were not prophets of the Lord.
那这四百个人呢、啊，他们都说好话，说出去征战一定能够得胜。
And those 400 prophets all said good words that if we go out to battle, we will win.
很有可能，因为看亚哈王过去都打胜战啊，所以很有把握的说，这次也一定胜。
And very likely they saw that Ahab had won all his previous battles, so they were confident that he would win his next battle.
哦，所以很有可能是出于他们自己的猜测。
So they're basing it on their own judgment.
或许啊，就是他们所拜的神啊，这个邪灵啊的这种启示。
Or it may have been a revelation from the evil spirits that they worshipped.
但是他们却是讲得很有自信。
But they spoke with great confidence.
再看第十节，十八章的第十节。
这个 chapter 18 verse 10.
基拿拿的儿子西底家造了两个铁脚，说：“主如此说，你要用这脚抵触亚兰人，直到将他们灭尽。”那有这四百个人当中啊，有一个啊，大概是这个他们的这个领头的人，带头的人。
And amongst the 400 prophets, there was a leader.
那他甚至用了一个这个动作的语言。
And he even made an action.
说就像这样子，你们一定会赢。
He said that it is just like this, you will win.
十一节。
In verse 10-11,
所有的先知也都这样预言说，可以上基列的拉莫去，必然得胜，因为主必将那城交在王的手中。其他的人也附和着说，是的，是的，就是这样。
In verse 11, all the prophets were saying, attack Ramoth Gilead, and the Lord will give it to you. And everyone was saying, that's how it will be.
这就是为什么那个使者会提醒米该亚说，你要跟大家说一样的话。
So that is why the messenger reminded Micaiah that he should say the same things.
因为这是亚哈王要出战。
Because Ahab was going to attack.
那我们来看这个耶沙法王跟米该亚他们怎么来对待这个亚哈王。
So we'll look at how Micaiah and Jehoshaphat went against Ahab.
如何来不是 against 如何来 deal with?
How did they deal with Ahab?
十八章的第一节。
Chapter 18, verse 1.
耶沙法王大有尊荣之才，他就与亚哈结亲。这里说到这个耶沙南边的王啊，他却跟这个不敬拜神的亚哈王结亲。
Verse 1 says that the southern king had allied with an unclean king.
这是当时国与国之间常常有的事情。
And this happened a lot of times in the past between the nations.
跟强盛的国家一起来缔结这个婚姻的关系。
You ally yourself with a strong nation by marriage.
那这样子呢会让这个让自己的国家这个更这个在征战的时候有更大的帮助。
So that when you are doing battle, you'll have even greater help.
所以这个一个敬畏神的耶沙法王在这一方面他却也软弱了。
So Jehoshaphat, who obeyed God, was weak in this area.
他竟然也跟其他的国家一样，来跟强盛的国家来，有这种婚姻的关系。
So he acted just as the other nations and allied himself with a strong country by marriage.
他就是让自己的儿子娶了亚哈王的女儿。
He had his own son marry Ahab's daughter.
我们请看这个历代志下二十一章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 21.
历代志下二十一章第五节。
Chapter 21, verse 5.
耶兰登基的时候年三十二岁，在耶路撒冷作王八年。第六节。
Verse 6.
他行以色列诸王的道，与亚哈家一样，因为他娶了亚哈的女儿为妻，行主眼中看为恶的事。这里讲到这个耶沙法王的儿子叫做耶兰。
Over here it says that Jehoshaphat's son was named Jehoram.
那他是娶了亚哈的女儿。
He married Ahab's daughter.
我们再看到十八章的第二节。
Let's go back to chapter 18, verse 2.
过了几年，耶沙法下到撒玛利亚去见亚哈，亚哈为他和跟从他的人宰了许多牛羊，劝他与自己同去攻取基列的拉莫。这里讲到这个耶沙法王，他去找这个亚哈王。
Ahab here went to look for Jehoshaphat.
那在大家这样子很高兴的当中啊，这个亚哈王啊，就劝这个耶沙法王说：“你跟我一起去攻打亚兰人。”
And during joyful time, he tried to ask Jehoshaphat to go attack Ramoth Gilead with him.
那其实这个劝告有一点，他的意思就是引诱他。
And Ahab was trying to persuade him, even sort of to lure him.
所以这个耶沙法王啊，他就随从了这个亚哈的提议，随从了亚哈的引诱。
So Jehoshaphat went along with Ahab's persuasion, his temptation.
所以耶沙法王就受了亏损。
And Jehoshaphat was suffered.
所以箴言里头有很多的警告啊，就是告诉我们不能够随从恶人的计谋。
In Proverbs, there's many sayings that say we should not follow the deeds of evil people.
请看历代志下十九章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 19.
十九章第一节。
Verse 1.
犹大王耶沙法平平安安的回耶路撒冷。到宫里去。第二节
，Verse two，
先见哈拿尼的儿子耶户出来迎接耶沙法王，对他说：“你岂当帮助恶人，爱那恨恶主的人呢？因此主的愤怒临到你。”他参与这个恶人的这个耶沙法王参与恶人的计谋。
Jehoshaphat did the evil thing with Ahab.
所以啊，这个神的先知就责备他。
So the prophet of God rebuked him.
而且因为这样子惹神的愤怒。
Because of this, he incurred the wrath of God.
但是耶沙法王啊，他以后又犯了一次。
But Jehoshaphat made the same mistake again.
那是在历代志下的二十章。
It's in Second Chronicles chapter 20.
二十章的三十五节到三十七节。
In chapter 20, verse 35 to 37.
三十五节说，此后犹大王耶沙法与以色列王亚哈谢交好，亚哈谢行恶太甚。这里讲到这个亚哈王之后，他的儿子亚哈谢当王。
In verse 35, after Ahab was